So tonight, I'd like to discuss a little bit of the controversy that you'll find starting from the end of Sukkot till Pesach, where if you find yourself in a shul davening for the Yomid, you're always going to ask yourself, should I be saying the word Geshem? Should I be saying the word Gushem? If I say it the wrong way, will someone yell at me? Will someone throw things at me? So I will spend a little time discussing that controversy. And again, I also, at least in the beginning of the show, I'd like to mention some very relevant halachas from Ashvei Ruach Mar Geshem, and then ultimately get into the controversy, understanding what's the right version, what's the incorrect version, and who's right, who's wrong with this controversy. What's Nageh Halacha L'maisa is a Gemara in Tainus. The idea of Ashvei Ruach Mar Geshem is based on the mission in the beginning of Maseches Tainus. Just to speak this out, people make a mistake. They think Ashvei Ruach Mar Geshem is us asking for rain. That is absolutely incorrect. The Gemara says not like that. The Mishnah says not like that. The first Mishnah says, Ashvei Ruach Mar Geshem is us mentioning the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to make it rain. We ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu. So when we talk about Ashvei Ruach Mar Geshem, let me just get clear what we're doing. We're mentioning the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability, but we're not asking for rain. That takes place in Baruch Aleinu. How important is this addition to the davening? So the Gemara says in Tanya is number one. Tana. Bital uberuchois. Says the Gemara, you don't really have to mention in the Shemoneh Esrei the idea of tal, which is what we call Marid Atal. You don't have to mention that. Uberuchois. You don't really have to say the words mashavuruch. Loi chayvu chachom lahaske. They don't have to be mentioned. Vimbal lahaske maske. You want to mention them, you could. But you technically don't have to say Marid Atal, which is why Nesach Ashkenaz doesn't say Marid Atal. My time, it says the Gemara, why? Because they'll never stop anyways. Rain is something that we could have rain, we won't have rain, so we mention it. As opposed to, says the Gemara, Ruach, Rucha Yisutal, you don't have to mention it, because either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to us. That's an important Gemara. One more important Gemara, number two. This is on the next Amma. It says the Gemara, Amma V'chanina, Hilkach, therefore, be Moisa Chama, in the summer, Amma Mashav Ruach, if a person just says Mashav Ruach, he doesn't have to repeat it. Amma Marid Hageshem. However, if he says Geshem in the summer, Machzir Noisei, needs to repeat Shemen Esrei. That's an invalid Shemen Esrei, because the summer months are not the times we mention it. However, B'moisak Shom in the winter, Loi Omer Mashav Urach, if you forgot the words Mashav Urach, Machzir Noisei, you don't have to go back. Loi Omer Moira Geshem. But if a person forgot Mashav Urach Amar Geshem this time of the year, Machzir Noisei, he must go back. So the reason why, if a person incorrectly said the Shemen Esrei today, and he forgot to say Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem, he must repeat the Shemen Esrei. That's based on the Gemara over here, number two. Says the Rif in Maseches Tainus, a Gevaldik Chiddush. Says the Rif, B'Geshem V'Hisker Shel Tal. Let's say, instead of saying Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem, you said Marid Atal. Says the Rif, Ei Machzir V'Noisoy. You don't have to go back. So he paskins the Rif, based on a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that although we learned in Bavli that you need to say Geshem, that's only if you didn't say Geshem, you didn't say anything. However, says Yerushalmi, and the Rif quotes it, Lahalacha, if you didn't say Geshem and in its place you said Marid Atal, whatever the pronunciation is, you are Yoitzin. Frek the Rana number four, he says, V'yesh l'tmol Rabafasi. He says, I think this Rif is a Pella. Loma kosev zeh Yerushalmi v'chosev. Why would the Rif, the great Halacha Sefer, write this Yerushalmi, which is connected to Bavli? How do you see this Yusham is connected to Bavli, argues the Ran? Says the Ran, I don't understand. How do you read our Gemara? The Gemara we just read says, if you didn't say Mashav Ruach, you have to go back. What did you say in its place? Says the Ran, it must have been what you said the whole summer, which is what? Assuming you said Marid Atal. And still the Bavli says you have to go back. So you see the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. Says the Ran, V'lo yitker. V'afilo hochem the machzir noisei. V'oid, another kasha the Ran has on the Rif. Dim isalach svarad Yerushalmi. If the Bavli held of this Yerushalmi, adashmina Reb Chanina b'gemar dilan lo yama mashav ruach machzir noisei, when Reb Chanina told me a chiddush, if I don't say mashav ruach, I don't have to go back. He should have told me a bigger chiddush, that even if I don't say marid hageshem, I don't have to go back, as long as I said marid atal. So therefore concludes the Ran, he is convinced that the Bavli argues on Yerushalmi, and normal rules are, Bavli and Yerushalmi, we go like the Bavli. But says the Ran, this is a very important line, he says, says the Ran, if it be up to me, I would have never made this halach. But that's not up to me. The Rif already wrote it. And once the Rif wrote it, I can ask all the kashas I want. I'm bound by this halach. Now this comes out to be an amazing kula, only if you have a nosach svar. For those people who have Nusach Svar, this is a terrific kula. Because at least in the beginning of the season, all the mistakes you're going to make are probably going to be saying Merud Atal. Which according to this riff, you're Yoytze B'Dievet. Do we paskin like this riff? The answer is yes. We look in Shulchan Aruch, number 5, the Mechaber paskin is exactly like this riff. You have to repeat the Shemen Esrei. That's only if you didn't say Merud Atal. Avum Hisker Tal. If instead of saying Geshem, you said Tal, A machzirin oisoi, so you don't have to go back. It can't be. It's hard to believe it. I find it hard to believe because that's not a chiddush. That's not even questionable because you don't have to say mashvurach in the first place. That's what they're. Yeah, there are people who say mashvurach in the summer. That's brought down in Mishnayim already. It's interesting. And Chassidim say it. That's brought down in Mishnayim. Most people don't, based on this gemara, they don't have to do it.
There's a problem because I do it all, it's not. But I mean, yeah.
So that's a different question. Bilamaisa will save you.
Right.
Now, whether or not again, there's nothing wrong with it per se, you just don't need to.
Okay, no, I'm saying.
Again, why it became this Arash Bilsan, I'm not sure. But again, here this time of year, it would definitely be a help. There's only one problem that I really have on this Gemara that the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah just forget the Ran's cash on the riff. What's the Svara? How does one replace the other? The Gemara told me I need to mention Geshem.
Saying what the Kadosh Baruch Hu can do.
Okay.
That doesn't do with the season.
So L'chari, you're going to have to say some teretz, and this is really the Magen Avraham is bothered with this kasha, but it's really two questions. First of all, if the Gemara says you need to mention it, so you need to mention it. But what's even more troubling is, Merud Atal is not the perfect replacement, because you don't need to say Merud Atal, Meikar Adin. So how did this become the replacement? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, number 6, I think he's bothered with this kasha, and he's quoting and clearly quoting the Magen Avraham. What does the Magen Avraham say? Number 6, it's Mishnah Berurah. Ratzaloyma. Afilu im amar rak Merud Atal levad. I just said Merud Atal. The time. What's the pshat? The afagav de loy netzar. Meaning he's bothered with the kasha. We just learned in the Gemara that you never even have to say tal. So how does tal replace geshem? Mikomokim shvachu lahakolish baruch baskarosay. You're mentioning some form of a praise. It's not the right praise. It's a praise. Very interesting halacha, but when I say it, that's the halacha. Right, there's a lot of praises you can say. And it's even more troubling because it's a praise that you don't need to say. It's a beautiful praise, don't get me wrong. But the Gemara Paskin, and earlier you don't need to say it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan number 7. Says Roshochan, this is so nice. What's minak svarat shemaskirin tal b'maisacham? They say tal during the summer. Now, I don't know if that's why they started to say tal in the summer to fix this. Probably not. But Dr. Roshochan, this is one of the perks of davening nusach svarat. If you daven nusach svarat, presumably, if you forgot mashvach margeshim, you probably say tal, and then you don't have to go back and say the shemaneser. So this is an important kula to remember in Nusach Ashkenaz versus Nusach Sfard. Let's just see a couple more practical halachas before we get into the controversy. The Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is another interesting halacha. Number 8. When do you have to go back and repeat the Shemen Esrei? That's Kishloi Omer B'moisak Shomim Morir HaGeshem. Hainu Kishisayim Kol HaBruch. Meaning you finished the entire bracha. You said, V'neman Atalach Yosem Esim Baruch Ato Hashem Mechaye HaMesim. And he said, I forgot Mashu Baruch Morir HaGeshem. Then, V'hischil bracha shachrel, and you started V'ata Kaddish. Then says the Shulchan Aruch, Oschay the Reshet Tefillah. Then you got to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Mr. Brewer explains, because the first three brachas are like one, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. There's a discussion in the Poskim, do you have to say a new Hashem Sefasai Tiftach? And the assumption would be no. Since you're in the middle of davening, what's Hashem Sefasai Tiftach? Hashem, open my lips to talk to you. I was just talking to you, so therefore I don't have to. However, if let's say I finished Shemoneh Esrei, and then I'm listening to Chazor Shashas, in the middle of Chazor Shashas, I realize, Taka, I forgot. Then many places come out, you should say Nu Hashem Mitzvah Seitzim, because it's like you're starting a new conversation.
You would stop at that point and go back and not complete the Shemoneh Esrei.
Correct. Stop where you are and go back to the beginning, and go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have to take your 3 steps back twice?
No. Pashto's not. If you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei.
No, you got to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, so do you have to take 3 steps back and do it again?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think you just go back to start the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. No, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. I don't think you have to take the steps, right?
Right, but I'm saying when you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Normally, what you do at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you take three steps back, and you start to take three steps again.
Right.
So you're saying you don't even have to do it once.
I don't think so. If you want to take three steps forward, you could, but I don't think you make it. I don't think you have to. Says the Shulchan Aruch. This is where it gets tricky. Avlam niska koydin shesayim abracha. Here, this is not only going to be interesting lahalacha, this is going to be part of our controversy this evening. Avlam niska koydim shesayim abracha. Let's say you remembered before you finished the bracha, right? You're not at the Gibra anymore. You're ready in Mechal Kachayim, Mechasim, Mechayim, Esim. And then you remembered. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yoyim b'makom sheniska. Insert it wherever you remember. Just put it, it's like any Shabbat. Put it over there. Vafilu imsayim habracha v'niska koydim shesayim at the Kodesh. And even if you finished the bracha, but you didn't start yet at the Kodesh, ain't tzarech lachzor ela b'mashiv ruach. Just say it right then and there and move on. Okay, interesting halacha. Again, once you say after kodesh, game over. You cross the line. You're too far in. You got to start again. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He brings over here an interesting shaila. He writes the yesh poiskim number 9 shechokin. There are those that say no. The oimim the af bedvarim shemachzir no say take of mishesayim bebracha. There are those who disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and they say no. You finish the bracha. You're done. K'moishe hischa bracha acheres dam. That's if you start the next bracha. Val Kane, Al Kapon nearly the mice, Paskas Mr. Burah Mice. Im Niskur Achash Omer Hashem. Let's say you said Baruch Ata Hashem, and then you realize you forgot. Says the Mr. Burah, Lo Yigmar Mechayim Esim. Don't finish Mechayim Esim, because then you're running yourself into Machalikas Apoiskim. Ella, what you should do, you stay in Lamdeni Chukecha. Says the Mr. Burah, I have a better idea. Instead of finishing the Shemoneh Esrei, just say a side bracha. It's like you just read a random pasuk. Then it's like you're still in the bracha and you're there.
What about all the...
So many achronim took issue with this Mishnah Berurah. One of them was Rav Moshe. He says, would he have the right to just bring it over here, a pasuk, lamdeni chukecha? You're middle of the shalosh brachas rishonis. How do you have the right to do this? So many people took a lot of issue with this pasuk from the Mishnah Berurah. Right, so, but Maisa, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says to do. Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe says, you'll take your chances, and you'll finish Mechayim Esim, and you'll go like the Shulchan Aruch, and you'll insert it there. Aye, Tzemachol Yisab Poiskim, okay. That's the situation. But this is the ruling of the Mishnah Berurah. Halach L'Maisa is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says that that's what you should do.
And I understand, the other, when you say it in the right place, it's within context of the bracha. Now you go finish the bracha, and it's like,
right, because I'm still in the middle of this. Meaning, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it is I didn't wrap up my bracha yet because I just threw in another bracha. So I extended, so to say, the Shemoneh Esrei, which
but
is
it's not the
that's right. That's the kasha that many Achrenim have on this Mishnah Berurah. But Lamaisa, as I zokt in the Mishnah Berurah, that's his idea. Okay, so now we'll get to the controversy. The controversy, that's all halacha Lamaisa. That's, I think, somewhat niskabel for everyone. Now the controversy begins, and it is somewhat connected to what you just mentioned. There's a big debate amongst Bali Halacha, we'll see, this is Mamish Halachic Shaila. How to pronounce that word? Mashav Urach Omayrid Gimel Shin Mem. Small word, a lot of controversy. How is that word supposed to be pronounced? So most of you are saying, does it really make that much of a difference? The answer is probably not, but it sets up for a great, great controversial fight. How do you pronounce those that word? Because there's no Nekudas in the Gemara, there's no Nekudas in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't really know. So we're kind of left hanging on how to pronounce that word. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch number 10, it just writes, Maschil Noima Bebrecha Shneel, we start saying in the second bracha, Mashav Ruach Amarid Gimel Shin Mem. There's no Nekudas in the Shulchan. Now they have already, the newer Shulchan Aruch, they have the Mr. Bruce, they have Nekudas, just like in the Gemara. So you got to see how they put the Nekudas in. They'll put the Nekudas however they want to do it, whichever sheet that they subscribe to. Now, if I was told this by many people that are older than me, that if you looked at any sitter from the early American years, they all had it, which way?
Goshen.
They all had kumitzes. Someone told me, someone was quite a few years older than me, told me, he remembers growing up, everyone's, Goshen was everywhere. This Geshem is a new thing.
Where did you ever hear the word Goshen?
Where do you see it? It's a pasuk in Zechariah, actually, which we'll see later tonight. We'll get to it. It's a pasuk in Zechariah. It's another pasuk in Sheir Shem also. It's a pasuk in Zechariah, yeah. We'll get to it. But that's what we're going to get to. But what's interesting is this. That's right. But here's the interesting nekuda. Everyone agrees to me that early American Sidurim all had a kamatz, and there's a reason for it. That's what we're going to get to tonight. That's the thing. They were all copies of the German printing of it, which might have been done incorrectly. So let's see. So there are rules for grammar. One of the rules for grammar are that when you have two letters that have two segels, like Geshem would, if it's the end of a topic, it becomes a kamatz. The million-dollar question is it the end of the sentence or is it a continuation? That's one way of being masber this machlokes of the Tunis Chayes, and that's the easiest way, the least controversial way. No, it becomes it becomes one comments. So the question, the only shot. No, that's not klal adikta. Klal adikta gar. No, there's klal adikta. The Rishonim bring this down. The Rosh and the Ran and the Darim have klal adikta. The question is it true? How do you read that line? Is it atar giba loylam Hashem mechayim meisim atar avashim mashvach maragashim? Period. End of discussion. Hashem is a giba, he makes it rain. Next, move on. Mechal kachayim is a new conversation piece, or not? Now, l'cha'ayra, you could bring a very strong right from what we just learned a second ago. We just learned that you can insert it into mechal kachayim. B'di'evir, according to the Shulchan Aruch. If it has nothing to do with it, how can you put it there? So that would lead us to believe it's not the end of a topic, it's one long flow, and then it should be a geshem instead of goshem.
Not only that, the geshem helps the mechal.
That's also true. There's a connection between Geshen. Right, that's going to be the simplest point of Machlokes, the controversial one. We'll see in a few minutes. So how should it be? So Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva. And it's important to note when Rav Moshe's tshuva was written. This tshuva was written in 1980 or 81. I believe 81. Listen, someone asked Rav Moshe, Igus Moshe, Archaim Chel Dal, some of them. Someone asked Rav Moshe how to pronounce it. So Rav Moshe said, B'dover Moyud HaGeshem Tzarech Lomer B'Kometz Tachas HaGimel. Says Moshe, it's no shayla. It's got to be a comments. Nothing to talk about. Why? Kisaf inyanu. It's the end of a topic. Shetzarech loy meber comments. Every time you get to anyone who knows anything about the laning knows that the letters change from when it's a snachta, it's the end of something, it becomes a comments. There's a big discussion. How do you make, what's the bracha, bayre pri, hagefen or hagofen? How do you make that bracha? So we'll see. Rabbi Yashiv used that to define what should you say by Moshe Geshem. It's the same idea. If it's the end of a topic, it switches to a comments. Says Rabbi Moshe, it's poshut without a question. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion it should be goshim. I'm almost positive. I think in MTJ that's what they do there in the Lower East Side. They follow Rabbi Moshe. If you're down for the Yom in MTJ, you got to make sure at the end of tonight's show, you have to make sure wherever you're down for the Yom, whichever shul, figure out what the shul's minig is so no one gets mad at you. So what's the minig here in the Young Israel Geshem? Whatever the Chazan wants.
No,
usually, easy going crowd here. Okay.
Most people say Geshem.
Most people say Geshem. That was actually what Rabbi Soloveitchik held. His brother disagreed. Baron Soloveitchik had a different minute. And the Briskers have a whole fight what they did. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. That's what the Siddurim do now. They give you both to make everyone
happy. Yeah,
I don't know what makes one Ashkenaz.
Maybe German.
Maybe that's what they mean by Ashkenaz. Maybe. Yeah. Ashkenaz is Goshem or Geshem?
Goshen.
Yeah, that's correct.
I think so.
But let's get to it. So Rav Moshe's sheet is clear. Nothing to discuss. Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva in 1980, 81. Rav Moshe held he's supposed to say Goshen. Fine. If you look in Rav Ephraim, we know Rav Ephraim Greenblatt was Rav Moshe's big Talmud. So he's masber a little bit more what Rav Moshe meant. He writes like this. He says, Nishalti, I asked someone, Eich yeshloim emarid ha-geshem b'kama tachz ha-gimel ha-yisagl. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt was also bothered with the shayla. And he writes, Yidid Rav Pesach Brody kasav li shayla. He asked Rav Moshe the shayla. Why Rav Ephraim Greenblatt didn't ask Rav Moshe? I don't know. He asked Rav Moshe tons of other shaylas. But for some reason, he didn't ask Rav Moshe, but his good friend, Rav Pesach Brody, asked Rav Moshe. And what did Rav Moshe answer him? He answered shechtively, v'zeh loshen ha-rosh yeshiva batzim. This is what Rav Moshe himself said. Omar ha-geshem b'komat tachas ha-gimel. This is not what we have in Igros Moshe. This is additional, you know, inside information. Rav Moshe told this fellow, and he related to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, that what? That Rav Moshe said it's goshem. And Rav Moshe acknowledged that there's another option, even though in Igros Moshe makes it sound like it's a one-sided discussion. But here Rav Moshe said, I think there's a machlokes. He says, "V'hizbili hachiluk." He said, "It's very simple. Imze soifa dover, ibemtza dover. The ganz machloikis is totally in. Is it a continuation or is it the end of a topic? Ta'agesh b'kamatzu b'digluk soif dover. V'sheina dover nimshach b'dover echad. V'kivin d'laimin ezeh kol hashana." And here, Rav Moshe gave a little lumbus. He said, "Since we don't say this the whole year long, memelo hu dover b'fnei atzmoi." Interesting lumbus from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was masbid. I'll prove to you it can't be part of it, because if it would, we'd say it the whole year. Since we say it once throughout a few times, whatever, a certain block of time, it's not a chelik of the Shemana Esrei. Well, they still don't say Mashvelcha Margesh. They say something. Yeah, even this svar is a little hard to understand. So what? So for those times of the year it is. Okay, that's what Moshe said. What about it? How to pronounce it?
No.
That's a separate share.
Sometimes
yeah, we should have a separate share. Maybe we will. How you pronounce Baruch Leinu? Is it also the same Tal Umotar? Or is that the same Tal, to say similar? It doesn't work exactly. Well, we'll have to maybe talk about it a different time. But listen to the end of the tshuva. V'acherim soivrim du dover echad. Im shar ha-brocha. V'nimshach im ha-shar ke-echad. Okay, this is the pashat the pshat. It's continuation. Umemelo hu ageshem kigoyim mechalka chayim bechesed besago v'loyminan bechesed im komet tachas haches. So Ramesh was just being mazed with the tut stuff.
Right. Yeah. It's obviously a different inyan because it's rain is rain and life is life.
So
but it's obviously within the context of a bracha.
So that's the question. The question was, did Chazal want it specifically connected to Gevuras Hashem? Or there's a connection between Mechalka Chaim. As the Torah points out, why was it put in this bracha in the first place? Why we mention it, Savta Torah, because it's very much connected to Mechalka Chaim. We live and die by water. So that sounds even more convincing that it's connected. That's an argument that should be and probably is made to why it should be Geshem. Now, there is a pasuk in Zechariah, I mentioned, number 14. It got cut off on the bottom. I'm not sure why. This, if I'm not mistaken, is the Haftarah for either Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkos. It talks about Gog and Magog. So it's in one of the either first day Sukkos or Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkos when we read it. The second day Sukkos, right? So he writes it. It's a pasuk. Pasuk says, "V'hoya asher layalem eis mishpachas eretz al Yerushalayim l'shtachavos lamelech Hashem tzavakos v'loy aleihem yiyeh hagoshem." Pasuk says there will not be on them goshem. So you see that the word is supposed to be goshem. Now, obviously, this is not a raya because it's a sorry pasuk. Of course, it's going to be goshem. It shouldn't shock anyone. This is not a raya whatsoever. And Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt mentioned this in the tshuva, where he's, we'll get to in a second, where he says this is clearly not a raya to anything because, of course, it's going to be goshem. Now, in number 13, he quotes some other minhagim. He writes from his friend, Shlomo Zalman Broin, who wrote the Sha'arim Tzionim Bahalacha, very nice commentary on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He was a Rav here in America in the 1930s, 1940s. And he told him like this, V'divrei Torah, from the Munkach Rebbe, Ta'api Digdag Yishlomo B'Kometz. The Munkach Rebbe had an interesting shita. He thought, Al-Pi Digdag, it should be, the Munkach Minig is to say Bedavka Besegel, not because of grammar, but they hold the real Mesoira was to say Besegel, and we'll see why it is that way. So that's one cheetah. Then he addresses the next piece, in number 15, he says, don't think that this pasuk in Zechariah has any bearing on our Shaila. And he explains. He says, Yochel Shenishtarvi Vatos Mizesh Zechariah. He says, Vaket, maybe those Goshemers mistaking it from this pasuk in Zechariah. Because it says over here, Loyalayim Ya Goshem Agim Lo Kmutza. Avashamu Besoif Pasuk. Of course it's going to be Goshem. That's clearly the end of a topic. It's the end of a pasuk. Then he goes through some of the raid over here. Umatzasim says, It's Lusa da Avram, Upirish Emit Brocha, Mivan Amachabakas, Bechol Asadurim Ayishonim. All old Sidurim, Nichtav Besegel Tachas Gim. All old Sidurim had it with Geshem. The Chenu Besidur Hagain Akkadish Rav Baal Tanya. That's the way the Baal Tanya had it. The Havi, and this is where the storyline starts to get interesting. So who changed it to Goshem? If everyone had Geshem, where did Goshem come from? The Havi, ki sham, ki medaktik echad be Berlin. There was one fellow in Berlin. Hitvis Sidiv Ayate Yitzchak. The fellow's name was Isaac or Yitzchak Satanov. He wrote a Siddur in 1785. What's wrong with him? He was one of the Maskidim. He was one of the Mendelssohn's Talmidim. He wasn't good. And he wrote in his Siddur in 1785, he put in Goshem. His justification was, he thought, I'll play Klali Adikduk, similar to Rav Moshe. But because he was a maskil, everything he does is treif. Right? That's the way it works. So therefore, says Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, that's where it all started from. A Berliner in 1785 who printed a Siddur called Vayeta, this is where the controversy starts. Comes the Sefer called Vayeta Yitzhak, for who knocked at Geshem Bekometz, Kedin Komafsik. Right? That part he's not wrong. At least Rav Moshe agreed to him. He thinks he got it from the pasuk in Zechariah, to which he's totally wrong because the pasuk in Zechariah has no shayches. Big mistake to start mixing around with old prints. There's no break. So he rejects that idea. So let's try to find, are there other commentators? Are there other people who think it should be mashvach amar Goshem? So we have Rav Moshe. You don't need more than Rav Moshe Feinstein. So we'll find another big gadol, Rabbi Yashav. Rabbi Yashav writes over in number 16, this is quoted from him in one of the Sfarim. Rabbeinu, referring to Rabbi Yashav, Oma Ma'ashav Roach Amorid HaGoshem Im Kometz Tachas HaGimu. Okay, it was good enough for Rabbi Yashav, good enough for Rabbi Moshe. Seems like it should be good enough for all of us. And then he tells us a story. He writes over, B'ner Dalet Chanukah, Tav Shin Nun Gimel. It happened in Chanukah in Tav Shin Nun Gimel. That's 1993. Right? Yoim Hayorze Shal Hayri. Hispalalti Lefnei Omid Beis Midrash. Shomar Rabbi Yashav. The person who wrote the Sefer, he said, I daven in Rabbi Yashav's minyan. I daven for the Omid. I didn't know that Rabbi Yashiv was of the Kamatz opinion. And I said it with segel. Rabbi Yashiv gave it to him over the head. And he told him, why are you saying it with a segel? Are you a Sfardim? You say a Geffen when you make a Bar Pri Geffen? Nicho, then I hear. Period. Rabbi Yashiv was in line with Rav Moshe. Then it gets better. Against what we just saw. He says the Messiah was always to say. He says the Chavetz Chaim said Goshen. How Rabbi Yashiv do that, I don't know. Because to my knowledge, it's not printed anywhere. But that's what Rabbi Yashiv said. He says, "Umandet yada och gizent ageshem bekametz." Then he writes over here. So they asked Rabbi Yashiv, "Shreisi shekaisim shanusach bekametz ba mehamaskilim." But we saw there's a version that it came from this Isaac Satanov, who was a maskil. Rabbi Yashiv's answer was, "Shoyimim shezem mehamaskilim u'miad kulim nevolu mishanalim v'segel v'zehu bechlal loy ba mehem." So the Yashiv is not true. It's bogus. It didn't come from a maskil. So Rabbi Yashiv thought very strongly that it should be Kamatz, and that's the way the Alta Zaydis did it, and Dari Daris they did it, and that's what the Chafetz Chaim did. So Kamatz is correct. It's not true. It depends who you ask. We quoted the Chassidish, but Rabbi Yaakov writes, not in Emes Yaakov, but in a letter that he wrote to the author of a certain sefer, which we'll get to later, hopefully, that Rabbi Yaakov says he remembers from the Alta from Slobodka said Geshem. I can't get more litvish than that. That means all the yeshivas today all started from Slobodka. Rabbi Yaakov and all those Talmidim, Rabbi Yaakov was there, Rav Rudiman, Rav Hutner, all the yeshivas that we have today started from Slobodka. So if they were all following the Mahalach of the altar, I'm not saying they were, but that's what Rabbi Yaakov writes in the Sefer. If you look at in the controversy, I found a controversy of my own about what the Stipler did. What did the Stipler do? So I found over here number 18. This is a sefer called Orchas Rabbeinu. This is a Talmud where he relates all that the Stipler did. And he writes, Mayri v'Rebbe, the Stipler, Oma Mayra Geshem b'segel. He'd say it with a segel. Fine. Doesn't shock anyone. According to what we saw, that's what everyone used to do. Then they asked Chaim Kanievsky in the sefer Das Noite. Oy Nisho Rabbeinu, we asked Chaim Kanievsky, Im Yadula Echnog Oviv Moran HaStipler. Do you know what your father did? And he answered, my father did segel. Okay. Then I found the sefer called Tefila Kilchasai, which is one of these Likutim sefer, and he writes in the bottom, Hageshem Yeshloim Bekomet Tachas Gimel, Igris Moshe, based on the Rishonim, V'chein Ha'inoik Baal Hakilos Yaakov. That's what the stipler used to do, to say Komets. I don't know which stipler he knew, but from all the information I found, that's not true. But okay. V'chein Moron, Hagoin Ob Yashav Shlita, that is correct. That's what Ob Yashav did. But this one about the stipler, either it's a typo or someone got it wrong, but we have Edus from a Talmud and Edus from Chaim Kanievsky that the stipler said Geshem. Again, it's not going to really change anyone's life dramatically, but the stipler, I think, said Geshem as well. Came along Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was a very, very strong proponent for saying Geshem. And Rabbi Yaakov writes in two places in Emes Yaakov. One is in Chumash, in last week's Parsha. Parsha's Bereishis, Perek, I believe it's Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis. And the other place is in Rabbi Yaakov's Emes Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Yidal, the Simen of Mashiach Hamar Negesh. And Rabbi Yaakov does two interesting things. First of all, Rabbi Yaakov tells us that Al Pi Darech Adiktuk, it should be Geshem. He writes over here, Ayin B'chidusha Al HaTayrosh Shom, Gimel Yutas, I'm sorry, Shom Nisbar Heitiv Shal Pi Kloli Adiktuk V'Hatama Anusach HaNechoyna B'Berech Es Gevur As Yiloyim Rah HaGeshem B'Segol Tachas HaGimel. Why? Shemekivin Shatam Shalavu V'Adai She'ein Shomokim L'Kamtsoy. Then he says, so why do people say Goshen? Listen to Rabbi Yaakov's pshat. He says, Mishum shebishmini atzeres machrizim leim ma'ashev urach. The halach is in Shlezen Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to say ma'ashev urach in your private Shemana Esrei until it's mentioned out loud by the Shlech Tzibur. What does the Gabbai announce? He says, ma'ashev urach u'marit ha'goshen. Why does the Gabbai say that? Because it's takas soif pasuk. Says Rabbi Yaakov, everyone hears in their head, ma'ashev urach u'marit ha'goshen. So for the rest of the season, they just repeat what they heard from the Gabbai. But when the Gabbai said it, it made sense grammatically. When you say in Shemana Esrei, it doesn't make sense grammatically. Therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov, the whole reason why Klai Yisrael started with this comment is all wrong. It was all based on what they heard from the shot from the Gabbai on Shmini Atzeres. So we so far have two places to where the error of Kamatz came from, either from the pasuk in Zechariah, or from the Shlech Tzit, from the Gabbai who announces it on Shmini Atzeres, which then it is proper to be a Kamatz. It's just not so for the rest of the Shmenes. So Reb Yaakov was a very big believer. Right, 100%. That's why it's a toss. Now, I saw an article written by a fellow, and he says he quoted from Rav Shorkin. Rav Shorkin said, he heard B'Shem Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov said that although Rav Moshe was a bigger Talmud Chacham than him, he was a bigger Baal Digdug than Rav Moshe, and he thinks Rav Moshe was wrong. Now, those who knew Rav Yaakov was a major Baal Digdug. That was one of his big things. You read through Emes Liakov, half the pieces you want to skip almost because it's so Digdug-based. Rav Yaakov was very, very medactic on Digdug. So, I don't know if that's true, if Reb Yaakov said that, but that was the statement he said over, that Reb Yaakov held, Reb Moshe was wrong, because this was a Digdug Shaila, and he held he knew Digdug better than Reb Moshe. Okay, that's the story. But that's what Reb Yaakov held. Let's see who else we have. We have Reb Ephraim Griba gives us the rundown. He says over here, Vini Beretz Yisrael, Yotza, Psach, Me'arav, Agoy, Reb Melazim, Menachem, Shach, V'agoy, Reb Shmuel, Vazir, Shlita, Sheish, Lemer, Hageshem, Shneim, Besedlo. So we got Reb Shach, Stipler, and we have Reb Shmuel Vosner, a lot of everyone except for Rabbi Yashav and Rav Moshe signing up for Geshem. Then they asked Rav Chaim Kanevsky what he does. Eich tzarech loymer, what should you say? And Rav Chaim Kanevsky answered, min hageinu b'segel. We do segel. Okay, so right now the segel seems to be winning and the kamatz is somewhat shver. In the Vilna Goin Siddur, there's a stira, two different prints in the Vilna Goin Siddur. What the Vilna Goin held. So good luck trying to figure that out. I printed two different siddurim from the Vilna Goin. One is called Siddur Oizer Eliyahu. There it has it as a Geshem. And the next siddur I have from the Gra has it as a Goshem. You'll find the exact same thing in the Yaakov Emden siddur. In the siddur base Yaakov for Yaakov Emden, there it has it Geshem. If you look in other printings of Yaakov Emden, you'll find it Goshem. So you don't know who to trust. The printers of siddurim often decided to do what they wanted, and you can't trust everything you see in the siddur. I don't know if we ever spoke about this or we touched upon it once. That's the big discussion when it comes to duchening. That Yehi Ratzon that everyone says in duchening was also not really correct. Based on the Gemara, that's not supposed to be said. He's supposed to say the Ribbono Shel Olam three times. That Yehi Ratzon was a printer's agenda. One of the printers decided to put it in. It's probably not correct. And many Gedolim do not say that. They say Ribbono Shel Olam three times. That's what I do. I say Ribbono Shel Olam three times. But because it's such a beautiful tefillah, everyone likes saying it. But Me'ikra Adin, that's not the way it was. The last one. You say two Ribbono Shel Olam, and the last one is Yehi Ratzon. That is not the way the Gemara says it. That's not the way the Gemara says it. It's not the way the Marsha says it. That's not the way most of the Acharonim till this tefillah was written, whoever wrote it.
The Marsha says
That's a separate child. Why we say that each jumped, if that's a discussion as well. Right. But if you look in the Marsha, he clearly learns over there in that Gemara, you should say Ribbono Shel Olam three times. Now, why do I think this tefillah became so popular? Because it's a beautiful tefillah. Such a nice, wonderful tefillah. But okay, there's a lot of wonderful tefillahs, but often we find that the printers, whoever printed things, did what they wanted. So this is also the same thing. Someone decided to put a comment there, it changes the whole situation. If you look at number 25b, I found an interesting table called Shoshanas Yaakov, where he goes through the whole discussion again, who says what, and he writes, Aval Goyin Bliyashiv Shlid Omer Shahagro Omer Bekomets. He says that Bliyashiv said, I don't have that, my version only has the Chavetz Chaim. But he says that the Vilna Goin said to say it becomes, which according to the two prints I printed out is debatable. That's probably Meir Shapiro. They say Chaim V'Loshin said with a komatz, because that's what the Vilna Goin did. So could be the Vilna Goin held with a komatz. Maybe, maybe not. What do Yekis do? Anyone know? So I thought Yekis said Komatz. But I hear from Yerush Hasenu, I always thought Yerush Hasenu was one of the Svarim that we use for Minig Yeki, and there they write, he's supposed to say Geshem. So I'm not sure exactly what the Minig is. Believe it or not, the Baron Cutler held strongly it's supposed to be Goshem. That's why if anyone has ever davened in Yeshiva Farakwe, Yeshiva Farakwe, they say Goshem. Because Rabbi Per is a Talmud of a Baron. And he said over there, Rabbi Aaron said, it's not written anywhere to my knowledge, this is Mipi Hashmu, Rabbi Aaron held strongly it's supposed to be Komatz. So I guess those that are Talmidim of a Baron should have it Komatz. So you have to go around to all the yeshivas, where the Rosh Yeshivas were all Talmidim of a Baron, which many, many were, Philadelphia, Long Beach, all those yeshivas, and you got to find out what they do. I don't know what they do, but that's, you go to Yeshiva Farakwe, that's for sure done. I daven Yishuv Raki many years on Simchas Torah second days. They're very makbid. It's got to be Kamat. It's got to be Goshen. That's because of Rav Peres said over that he heard like that from Rav Aaron. So we have Rav Aaron versus Rav Aaron, Rav Moshe, and Rav Eliashiv versus pretty much everyone else on the other side. There is a fellow named Rabbi Chaim Krauss. Rabbi Chaim Krauss decided to make it his life mission to get down to the bottom of this Goshem Geshem controversy. In 1979, he wrote an entire sefer about this shaila. This shaila, it's a beautiful sefer. He really started off as different articles and ends up becoming a whole sefer. It ends up becoming a three-volume sefer. I have it, a three-volume sefer, where he basically decides that he's going to get down to the bottom of it, and then on top of that, he's going to send letters to all the gedolim and get them to sign on to his agenda. And he sent to everyone. He sent to all the gedolim. He sent to Rabbi Yaakov, Shlomo Zalman, everyone except for Rav Moshe and Rav Eliashiv, conveniently enough, right? Everyone else he's in his sefer, he has from Rav Moshe Bick, and he asked him the Debrit Sina Rav. He has mamish from all the big names. Who's who in Judaism and in those years. They all say, you're right, you're right, you're right. It's no question. It's supposed to be Mashav HaMoed HaGeshem. Now, so his twist is what we mentioned earlier from the Rivet Sefrat. His twist is that he thinks who switched it. Not only that, he says he went back and he dug up old Siddurim. And he found that everyone in Europe was all saying Geshem. Everyone was saying Geshem. Who changed it? 1785 came. This Isaac Satanov, who was a maskil, a Russia, he changed it in 1785, and that's where all game became a problem. Therefore, they explain that's why most American Siddurim, till recently, had Goshem. Why? Because all the German Siddurim had Goshem, because this fellow was German. Why did American Siddurim have German printing? Because who were the first Ashkenazic Jews to come to this country? Was the German Jews. The Polish Jews came later. So when the German Jews came, and they did well for themselves, they made some money, and they started printing, they printed the way it was back in the Altaheim. So they printed it with the Kamatz, which is why most of the American Siddurim, till recently, were all with the Kamatz, all based on the German printing from 1785 from a maskil. So therefore, argues this Rabbi Krauss, we got to change it, it's not right, it's not correct, and we should go back to saying Geshem. That's basically his argument, in a nutshell, in over here in number 27, a sefer called Birchas HaChaim. He wrote actually two sefer, one's called Mechalkel Chaim, a play on his name. His name is Chaim Krauss. He has Mechalkel Chaim and he has Birchas Chaim. Two Svarim that he wrote. I'm just all about this. Just letters and prints and over selling his point where he's convinced to the end degree that he is right.
Why would a maskil take care of this?
So he, the way he says it is because the maskil thought that based on diktuk it should be like that. And he thinks that whether or not you agree with that or not, but it's strafe because, you know, it came from him. Now, you can also argue that maybe the diktuk is wrong. But Rav Moshe thought that it was right. That's why it's a funny thing. You can't argue on the point. Some people want to say, well, you don't use the Kol HaDik that don't apply to the Tefillah. Rav Moshe thought it does. Rav Eliashiv thought it did. So like, the argument has to be something different than that. Which we'll see, a fellow wrote another Sefer in 1981, exactly the opposite of this Sefer, where he wrote an entire Sefer that Goshem is right. And this guy was wrong. This is the beauty of Torah. A lot of Torah for a very small word, which is clearly not Ma'akiv. It's a beautiful thing. So he writes over here that he found, if you look at the end of number 27, he writes, V'chein re'isi b'seder seder k'minak poilin Russian lito v'oidnu sechashkan as impirish ravon mireb eliezer b'reb nosim b'bali atoisvis. Look how far back he went. He went back to the times that he was shein, 1300s, 1200s. Nitvas v'estronia b'shnas tovkov ayin b'kosov ma'ashev ruach ha'moyin ha'geshem b'segel. He said he found it. He found prints way before everything, and it was segel. The Rishonim said, well, what did the Rambam was trying to leave him off? What did the Balei HaTosfos say? He said segel. Who changed it? 1785 changed it. That's his compelling argument. And then he goes on to say that not everything that you see in Siddurim you can always trust, and his biggest raya is from Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Siddur. Rabbi Yaakov Emden printed his Siddur in his own house. He owned the printing press, which is how he got into a lot of trouble with Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz. Because whenever he was mad at Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz, he went down to his basement and he printed a letter where Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz was a treif, and he put it out. So that's today, the Havdil today, that's what people do with Twitter. That's what people do when they get upset, they write it out there, and once it's out there, you can't take it back. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden had a printing press. So he printed whatever he wanted. So he printed his Siddur, and he wrote it with a Geshem. Yet when they reprinted his Siddur, they put in a Kamatz. The answer is you can't trust what you see printed. That's what his argument over here, number 28, is. Don't trust what you see is printed. Now, not everyone agreed to his shtickle Torah. For example, Evan Yisrael, Dayan Fisher, was one of the big Gedolei HaPoskim in Yerushalayim. He adamantly disagreed with this Rabbi Krauss. And he writes that when Rabbi Krauss called me up to me to endorse the Sefer, I would not endorse the Sefer, because I think he's wrong, which is why you won't see a letter from Diane Fisher in his Sefer. He has, I think it's 3 or 4 volumes, and each volume he goes to a whole list of Gedolim who all gave beautiful letters describing how great a Sefer is, not Diane Fisher. So Diane Fisher writes, in number 29, he says, "Vine leheshiva ha-mechaber ha-yetzli bikish men haskam al kontrasa." He came to me. He wanted me to sign off on the Sefer. "V'amarti le," and I told him, "she'eni maskim imoy." I don't agree with him. "U'ledaiti she'tarach le'im ha-geshem bekamatz." I think he's wrong. And that's why I want to give him haskam. What was his taina? "Afilu ma'yu nochen she'yechem ben ha-maskilim." Even if you're right that it came from a maskil, so what? He says, "Therefore, nami ain't shem isalim came." Because it came from Moscow, becomes treif. So what? So that's a great taina. The Elisha ben Avua Yechir shows compared Yovis. Then he tells Vagam Ikra Adovish is that Miyisoidish Reb Yitzchak Misatinov. It's not true. Why? Because Kfar Yotza Achgach Kuntris Meishiv Ruach. This was the defender. Meishiv Ruach came out in 1981, 2 years later, where this guy wrote a sefer defending the Goshem. And there he writes he found that the fellow who wrote this new sefer was called Reb Shalom Marzel. And he disagreed with everything that was written in Rabbi Krause's Sefer. He said he found Siddurim written before 1785. He found Siddurim written in the 1700s. He found Siddurim written in the 1600s that had komats. So what are you talking about? So what's the great Sarai? He wrote over here that he found Siddurim. Written by a fellow named Reb David Libo. Who was Reb David Libo? He was a chief rabbi of Amsterdam in the 1600s. So therefore, he's a chashiva guy. Chief rabbi of Amsterdam, 1600s. So if he wrote it, Goshem is right. That's the way he writes it. Therefore, he says, you're all wrong. Don't blame it on the Vayati Yitzchak. It's not true. Now, I don't know if we'll have time to it, but the Michal Kochayim, Rabbi Krauss, wrote a rebuttal on all of these things. And in his rebuttal, he writes, Reb David Lida was a Shabtai Tzvinek. Yeah. You can't trust anything he writes. Shabtai Tzvinek. No good. Now, the problem was, this Reb David Lida has Enochlach who live in Eretz Yisrael. And they wrote tshuva saying, you know, what you wrote about us is affecting my kids' shidduchim. Because you wrote this sefer, my kids can't get shidduchim today. And I'm letting you know it's not true. My Alta Zeta was a chashaviyit. He was a rav, he was a... you're all wrong. Mamish back and forth about who's right and who's wrong, who did it. Granted, we don't have the time for it, but at the end of the piece, he actually is masbered on a lumnish level. Diane Fisher explains lumnishly why he thinks he's right. So that's his argument. Rabbi Krauss says he figured out what the briskers do. Everyone wants to know, what do the briskers do? So he says he knows what the briskers do. Why? Because he found this fellow named Rabbi Ephraim Borodinsky. Again, the briskerov died in 1959. Rabbi Krauss wrote the sefer in 1979. So he couldn't have asked. He could have asked him earlier, but at the time of writing the sefer, there was no way to ask the briskerov. He was already dead. So he asked someone who knew the briskerov. So he asked this of Ephraim Borodinsky, who was very close to the briskerov, and he told him the following story, or we'll change it, the following alleged story. What was the story? That he said that he was very close to the briskerov. Shebikir Eitzel Hanal Ba'achas Hashabosis Kedei Lespal Tzvias Musaf Ne'atev. He was once asked to daven for the Yemen in the briskerov's minion. The Hizr Oisei Hagriz Al Shnei Dvarim. The briskerov told him, "I have 2 akpadas for davening in my minion." Shiyakbid loymer mashav ruach amarid ageshem besegel tachas agimel. You can only say mashav ruach amarid ageshem with a segel. That's what the briskerov held. What was the second akpada? You have to say kedusha with the tzibra, and not like those people who say it after the tzibra. Okay. So you see clearly, says Rabbi Krauss, the briskers, they hold geshem. This fellow who wrote the rebuttal sefer, he said, "I went to Reb Rafal Soloveitchik, and I asked him this, and he said, my father used to say by the kamatz. I don't know what you're talking about." So it's not clear what the briskers did. So Dr. Schneer Lyman, a neighbor of mine, who I got to spend some time with, wonderful fellow, he said, so he wanted to know what the Soloveitchiks do today. So he asked Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, and he asked Rabbi Soloveitchik, 2 brothers. So what do you think they answered? Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik said, it's kamatz. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, it's a segel. And they both said, we have no idea what our father did. This is what we do. What the minhag is, we have no idea. But this is what we do. So it's a machloik is in the Soloveitchik family, what each one does. So komad, everyone does what they want. So that's a machloik is what the briskerov did. But this, to me, is the best part of the entire sugya. Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman grew up as a German. Okay? That means if Reb Shlomo Zalman grew up as a kid in the late 1800s as a German, he probably grew up saying, Goshem. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, he writes this in Halicha Shlomo. In Halicha Shlomo, number 31, Reb Shlomo Zalman writes the following line. Ha-minig ha-nochen hu loymim moirin ha-geshem. Shlomo Zalman possibly is supposed to say Geshem. Then Reb Shlomo Zalman writes that I used to say Goshem my whole life. In 1979, Rabbi Krauss wrote this compelling sefer. I changed it. I changed my entire tune because of Rabbi Krauss's compelling arguments in his sefer, and now I'm a Geshem guy. So writes Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Unbelievable. He was so motivated by the sefer, he switched over from being a Goshem to a Geshem. Now here is where things get lebedic. So Rabbi Krauss writes in Mechal Kol Chaim, he says, maybe you'll tell me that Rav Moshe is a kash on me. He says, it's not. He says, because I sent someone to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe agreed to me. After Rav Moshe read my sefer in 1979, he agreed that I'm right. And that's almost impossible, because the sefer came out in 1979. Rav Moshe wrote this truth in 81. Then Rav Ephraim Greenblatt rewrote the same idea, I think in 82. At no point did Rav Moshe make it clear to anyone they changed his mind. Yeah, this is a little bit of a stretch, even for Rabbi Krauss to go this far. But that's three times he writes in Rabbi number 32. He writes that it's pasha to him, that Rav Moshe told him he switched it. He says, Rav Moshe wrote that truth before he saw my sefer. After he saw my sefer, he changed his tune. Okay? Now, what else gets interesting is Rav Nosson Gestetner has a truva where he writes that if you say Goshem, not only are you allowed to switch, you have to switch. He says, Hoshal ben Matan Neder, he says, no, that's Kishayla. You must switch. It's incorrect. He says, it's a davar pasha. If someone's a Goshem guy, he's got to switch over to Geshem because it's completely incorrect. That's what he writes. So I think to sum up the sugya, the Oz Nidbru, I think, says it in the nicest way. Number 34, the Oz Nidbru writes like this. Loimer HaGeshem im besegla bekometz nira denaru nara pashte. Everyone does whatever they want. Vein loimer al hasheni dita. Don't say the other one's wrong. Everyone's right. Everyone has their idea. Everyone has their pshat where they're coming from. But Rav Moshe Sternbach quotes from the Netziv. The Netziv has a lomdash and a kud over here. He wants to sum up this tumen hagim in a lomdash way. Number 37. He writes that the Netziv said like this. It's totally in a machlokes apayiskim shachach v'niskol achas shegemar mechayim esim. If you remember, we talked about a shayla of what happens when you say v'nemen atal achias mesim brachat hashem mechayim esim. So Mr. Bura, two shitas. Can you say it there or it's already too late? Says the Netziv, that's mamash the shayla. If you hold it's too late, that's because you hold it's not supposed to be here. It's supposed to be earlier. If you hold you could put it in here, so then it's not too late. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, how does Mr. Brewer Paskin? He says, Mr. Brewer Paskin over here. So according to Mr. Brewer, it should be Goshem. According to Mr. Brewer, it should be Goshem. Because Mr. Brewer holds, right? He writes over here. No. It will fit up with the halacha, the kaimel, and sha'omer, acha, chasima, habracha, ve'enachoy, zelarosh.
But you're still in the shelach mode.
Right, but he says over here, Ulushita de Loyochal Hashlam Askozu Acham Chayim Mason, Vichoyzel Rosh Kneshem Techa Broch Yeshnam Yeshm Sago. He says, I'm the Vrenu, Ulufizeb Behaloch, Mr. Mikofidal, the Kamlon Shomer Acha Hasimas Abrocha, Veina Choyzel Rosh. You don't have to go back to the beginning, you say right then and there. So therefore, Akach Terchlem Bekomats.
I've heard this, but the way it was explained the other way, that since you're still in the Shabbat mode, you haven't started Atar Kadosh.
That's what we said earlier.
So then it's Geshem.
That's what he writes. But Halach Lamaisa.
I heard the Bir Halach explain exactly.
Yeah, Geshem, right. So I think Halach Lamaisa, the controversy is either not a controversy. It's either just a question of grammar. And you can argue whether or not it's a stop sign or not. If you want to say it came from Isaac Satanov, and he wrote in 1785, so then you can also debate it. So what? If it's right, it's right. But Lamaisa, the big doylem who were the big komatzers were Rav Moshe, Rav Eliashiv, and apparently a Baron Cutler, which I wasn't aware of. That's what they say. But everyone else, you got to go through, you read through his sefer, from this Rabbi Krauss' sefer, everyone. You name an Achron who lived in those years, everyone else signed off on Geshem. I think that's the meaning of most yeshivas, I think in many yeshivas, it's Geshem. I think most, I think even in the Chassidish Shtibuch, I think it's Geshem as well. I think the Chiddush is the other end. The Goshem is more of the Chiddush, but you got to find out what your minig is, or what the shul is, and do as the minig of the shul.